God morgon från Paretodesken torsdagen den 24 februari. Det var inga roliga nyheter att vakna upp till i morse om att Ryssland har inlett en militär invasion av Ukraina. Det här sänker såklart börserna. Stockholmsbörsen öppnade på minus 4% 3 minuter in i handeln, så var indexet ner 4,3% men handlas nu kring minus 3%. Energisektorn håller uppe men resterande sektorer handlas ner. Africa Oil steg 15%, steg även igår på Torontobörsen där aktien är dubbellistad. Då steg aktien 18% efter en artikel om att det franska oljebolaget Total Energies har hittat olja i Venusprospektet i Namibia där Africa Oil också har intresse. Även Tethys Oil, IPC och Lundin Gold är på plus nu under morgonen. Moskvabörsen rasar. Handel stoppades i morse och när handeln återupptogs så rasade börsen 23%, men vi ser också att rubeln försvagas mot dollarn. Under morgonen har jag såklart följt utvecklingen och även Ukrainas utrikesminister Dmytro Kuleba på Twitter som bland annat skrev att Ukraina kommer att försvara sig själva. Vi ska prata mer om hur den här konflikten påverkar marknaden och vad det finns för olika scenarion med vår makroekonomiska expert Harry Colvin. Hi Harry, some of the concerns were priced in, but could you give us an update on how the market is taking all this?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. We've had a lot of weakness in markets already, even before the full-scale invasion of Ukraine we're seeing now. We saw a lot of weakness earlier this month and indeed yesterday and, of course, overnight. And we're seeing strong oil prices, Brent above $100, ruble down 8%, some flight to bonds and other safe havens, strong dollar and so on. I mean, what I would say is that, you know, pullbacks in equity markets typically play out in three waves. There's an initial wave of selling, there's a relief rally, and then there's normally a third and final wave of selling in which equity markets test their lows from wave one, if not make new lows. And yesterday and overnight, we've now made new lows. We've broken below the lows from wave one in late January. You know, on that basis, this sell-off is reasonably well advanced. Now, sometimes equity market pullbacks aren't just three waves, they evolve into a five-wave pullback. But, you know, it's our view that this third wave of selling is now pretty advanced and there's a lot of bad news in the price. We've got to remember markets are forward-looking and with the weakness we've already had, they've largely discounted and priced in at least the initial phase of this Russian invasion. And as I say, that had become widely anticipated in recent days. So a lot of it's priced in. Typically, as you know, markets follow a sort of buy the rumor, sell the fact price pattern. And I think we've had a lot of that now. We've had sell the rumor and potentially we're going to have buy the fact in equity markets over the course of certainly the next couple of days. Maybe it's the next few weeks. It's a difficult judgment call to make, of course. But look, I think that the other key takeaway here is that this is often what markets do ahead of major events and invasions. If you look at the way the equity market behaved before the Crimean War, Iraq War, Afghanistan War, it sells off into the event, it rallies after it. So I suspect we're quite advanced now on this third wave of selling.
Oil is up more than 5%, gold rallying, and the metal prices are higher. How are the different asset classes affected?
Yeah, I mean, as you say, it's all of the commodities of which Russia is a major producer. So as you say, it's oil, it's also natural gas, aluminium, nickel, a number of other commodity prices that Russia has a lot of control over. There's clearly some fear about whether Russia is going to be limiting production of any of those, whether the production, the exports may well be affected. You know, there's some threat of sanctions on Russia, which would exclude it from the SWIFT payment system. And if that happened, you know, then potentially we have a problem with, the trade, Russian traded goods, including a lot of these key commodities. So I think a lot of how markets will evolve over coming weeks and months will hinge largely on the Western response, the US response. How severe, how significant will sanctions be? Will Russia be excluded from SWIFT? You know, and how do we begin to understand and price Russia's place in the world, Russia's relationships with other nations, and its business relationships as well? So I think markets are going to be digesting and pricing all of this over the course of coming weeks. As I say, a lot of fears already in the price. But once, I think quite quickly, markets are going to make a decision about whether energy production and exports will be impacted, and then we'll go from there. And I think if it's a low likelihood event that exports are cut off or limited, particularly energy exports, then I think we've got a much stronger case for a rally, certainly over coming months in the US equity market.
And in terms of sanctions and response from Biden, etc., what are the different market scenarios going forward?
Well, as I say, I think this is a really key question, and the severity of these sanctions will determine what markets do in terms of how much more downside we have, particularly in the equity market, but then also upside in gold, oil, natural gas, other commodity prices, and indeed bonds. We'll see more strength in bonds if these sanctions are severe. We've already seen a little bit of strength in bonds overnight. So, as I say, I think the key question is whether they're excluded from the SWIFT payment system. You know, we know about some sanctions already. Generally, the view in markets is that they've been relatively soft. But this is key. And who knows? It's in the hands of these key policymakers, by the way, who will, of course, be watching, you know, and thinking about China's response to all of this as well, because, you know, China is thinking about taking Taiwan. If the US response to Russia is soft, then it makes, you know, China taking Taiwan much more likely, in my view.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Harry.
Brilliant. Thanks for having me.
Och tack för att ni har lyssnat den här morgonen. Hoppas ni får en trevlig torsdag efter omständigheterna.